Firstly, acknowledgement of country. Country acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land in which meeting is held and pays respect to elders both past and present, and extends that respect to other Aboriginal people who are present. Please turn off all mobile telephones if you have any. And I'll hand over to the General Manager for the audio recording.
Yep. Just a reminder to the councillors who are present and members of the public that the meeting is recorded and will be placed on the internet later, so please refrain from any defamatory comments. And this being a particularly unusual meeting for council, we have all councillors present in the room, but our council directors are coming in via video link for this particular meeting and other meetings while we are under the COVID-19 issues. And of course, councillors will have the opportunity had the opportunity tonight and also in future to also come in via video link if they wish.
Call for apology to leave her absence. Any?
No apologies, Mr. Mayor.
Disclosure of interest. Pecuniary or non-pecuniary interest. Confirmation minutes. Mover. Mover. Councillor Nuzzi. Councillor Hill. Business arising for the minutes. Motion, we have it carried. We have a mover a second. Go on now on the mayoral minutes. Item number one, Mayor's log of activity, travel and expenses. Move Councillor Fenton.
Second.
Councillor Maple. Any comments? Comments on this item? Motion, those in favour? carried unanimously. Item two, Councillor's monthly travel claims. Councillor Mover, Councillor Nuzzi, Councillor Clancy. Question on this item? Motion. You've carried unanimously. Minutes of the Traffic Advisory Committee meeting. Move Councillor Shenton. Apel. Any discussion on this item? Councillor Cable.
In the general business, the back lane behind CRT in Cooler. I can tell you why they're wanting it. Trucks deliver there, forklifts are moving around, plus small vehicles picking up goods. Aren't they just... We put it on the... Aren't they just put 10 on the ground? And the one way, actually, I had someone come at me going the wrong way the other day. Yeah.
Question this item. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 4, Council Resolutions Report. Staple, Hoover. Councillor Capel. Councillor Clancy. Any discussion on these items? I'll move the recommendation. I'll put the recommendation. All in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 5, Revote Report. Mover. Seconder. Yeah. Capel. Any discussion? I asked the General Manager, where are we up to with their revotes? Have you got any idea?
Obviously, Mr. Mayor, what's impacting us greatly at this point in time is this COVID-19 issue. That has started delaying a number of different things. On top of that, we also have issues with storm damage to our road network. We've had some claims put in there. And Mr. Tai, if you're able to hear me, are you able to advise councillors where we're up to with the natural disaster claims? Kevin, you'll need to move the microphone a little bit closer to your mouth. Sorry.
For you, Mr. Mayor.
That include the April rain for flood to Kevin Lee and that, or are we going to put another in for another lot?
You, Mr. Mayor?
Councillor Capel.
Have you got somebody going around and reassessing the roads? Quite a few have received more damage since the first storm. I've sent photos through to you, the Binia Hills Road. There's issues. I know there's a culvert that's had a bit of wash on Cooler Creek Road. I know Moorfield Road's a mess. Out around Taree, the road's out that way are a bit of a mess too, especially around the crossings. So are staff going back and having a look since? Because we've effectively had four floods through a lot of our crossings now.
Inimar Road and Munza Road's pretty bad too, they tell me, Kevin. Motion, those in favour? Carried unanimously. Number six, community financial assistance donations, round two.
Mayor Todd, can I just declare a conflict, a non-pecuniary conflict of interest, because I'm the chairperson of the Suicide Prevention Network, and I missed it, so I'll leave the room.
Mover. Councillor Cable, Councillor Hill. Any discussion on this item?
Yes, clearly some of these...
Kim, did you catch that?
I've got one comment. So all these things are $500, but some of these probably might cost less than $500. Why are we giving them more money than they need? They should put in an actual cost when they want to put them in.
Kim, that was directed to you.
You missed some are actually costed in the application. Some are.
$2,498, why are we giving them $500? We'll discuss this item.
They're usually applying on behalf of a subcommittee or community group often.
Mr. Parker?
Questions on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item number seven, draft operational plan and delivery program. Can I move it? Councillor Doolan. Seconder. Councillor Nuzzi. Any discussion of these items?
Well, as far as the budget for the sales, that will you don't need to actually budget for sales because it's an income item. As for the expenditure, that will come out of those sale items. Mr. Tai is currently looking at some further options as far as the quarry, and that will come up later in the meeting to discuss. I don't think at this point in time it necessarily affects the operational plan. If it does to such an extent, then we can make an adjustment when it comes back at the next council meeting.
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor, to Mr. Parker. What do you think, just on a broader picture, what do you think are our biggest risks financially going forward? What have we got to look out for?
Could you repeat your question, please?
Certainly, Mr. Parker. What do you think are our biggest risks to the organisation in financially? What are the biggest financial risks we've got going forward? And then post, hopefully, shortly, sooner rather than later, post the virus, long-term risks, what have we got to be looking out for? Long-term risks post the virus, what have we got to be looking out for financially for the council? After the pandemic, the long-term risks to just the business of the council, financially, what are our long-term risks that you see we need to look out for?
Accumulating, like even in the case of rentals,
Mr. Parker, how about the impact of our asset valuations and depreciation, the risks associated with those?
That's a good point, Mr. GM. As you know, we are in the process of revaluing the fifth year, revaluing the transport area, the roads, drainage, bridges, curb and guttering, footpaths. And at this present time, the valuations have come in significantly different to what we expected in the form of additional levels of depreciation. Now we're trying to work with the valuer to establish why that is the case, and if we can work through that issue, then the asset side and the subsequent level of depreciation charged to the operating statement, hopefully the impact of that revaluation hopefully will be minimised.
What's it look like at the minute? Is it good news or bad news, your revaluations at the minute?
If what you said was, is there bad news or good news to do with the reval? Well, I would call it bad news at present, in the sense that just on the road side, the roads valuations, the consultant, the valuers are flagging around about a $2.4 million increase in the depreciation, which we just can't see the reason for that, and we've got a small project team that's looking into doing some modelling around what the figures we've been given, and we'll send those back to the valuer to rework in line with mainly the transport one, the transport asset management plan that we've had in place for a number of years.
Okay.
More questions? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried. Carried.
Unanimous, Mr. Mayor.
That's it. Investment term and term deposit, month ending the 31st of March 2020. Got a mover? Councillor Cable. Seconder? Got a seconder? Councillor Dolan. Comment on this item? The recommendation, those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item number 9, occupation of the mezzanine level of the Coonabarabran Sport and Built and Recreation Building. Got a mover?
I'd like to speak on this, but
later. We've got to get somebody to move it. Councillor Doolan, Councillor Shitton.
This was something that I brought up over 12 months ago.
Sorry, Councillor Shinton, would you just mind repeating your I'm assuming it's an amendment.
I actually wrote it. It's a bit scrappy, but I think you'll be able to...
Well, I believe everybody that uses them grounds, football club, basketballers, should have a...
Councillor Shinton, it's a mover. We need a seconder, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Dill. I believe that everybody uses them grounds, football club, they all, tennis club, whoever's down there should have a licence. But the Crown Land Board says you've got to have these days.
Well, I think it was...
on this item? Councillor Doolan?
Well, is it... I'm not sure... I'm only just reading this letter from the boxing people for the first time, which, if it came today, I was just away from the iPad to read it, but are they feeling they're being picked upon, or are they looking to get some security for the way they run things down there? Are they... They're not looking at this as a bad thing, are they? You've been talking to them.
They'd like just a licence, so they got security.
Um, have been dealing with them, Mr. Mayor?
I had a meeting with them today, yes.
What's their feeling on this?
They'd like a lease, and they're prepared to pay the $2,400 a year for it. And not a lease, it's a licence.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, this is why I brought up in the past, we need a stock standard template that can be just fiddled with, so we're not having to send groups off to pay for solicitors to do it when it is something that should be, I agree with Councillor Shinton, across all the facilities to give them the security to know. And that, and we should know if there are others also interested in using those spaces, and possibly arrangements could be made where more than one group can use one space.
Question on this item?
Yes, I'd back Councillor Iannuzzi up there. It's specialised equipment that they have there that they've raised a lot of money to buy, and then I think that they would be concerned that if other people were to use that they would use and possibly damage the gear or possibly use it and injure themselves. So they would like to, and I can see their point in this case, that they'd like to have the exclusive use of that area, and I think we're always mindful of the dearth of facilities we have for youth in the community, and this is a pretty important one that is used by young people and older people alike, and it's a very worthwhile facility that we have in our community, and I think we should do what we can to foster its use. Thank you. Councillor Hill, use and success.
Take on board both what Councillor Doolan and Iannuzzi said, saying that I know in previous years organisations, groups such as yoga, low movement groups, I don't know, not a fitness freak, but they've wanted to use a space up there. They've got mirrors and whatever else, where they've had to go and hire private halls and whatever to have these groups. And they're mainly older people in these groups, it's their day groups and that, which I don't think they're going to jump on their rowing machines. And, I agree that equipment's worth a lot of money and you don't want it damaged, but I think we have to put some trust in our elder community to use that space, because there is quite a big space there with mirrors and whatever. People have come to me about it before. I don't know about sole use, but...
Question on this item?
Hang on, Mr. Boetz. So what are we moving? I was moving the original one, and...
Councillor Shinton has moved an amendment. And I have you recorded as the seconder to that amendment.
No, I was the seconder for the original one. That's where...
You're the mover for the original.
I'll second.
Yeah, I'm moving. Right, yeah.
You spoke at the wrong time.
So can we remedy that?
Yeah, if you're withdrawing your second.
Yes.
Motion now.
The motion is there on the screen, Mr. Mayor. We just need a seconder for that. Well, it's an amendment,
second
actually.
It.
Councillor Shinton, it's accurately recorded, is it not? It's accurately recorded.
How do I go putting in a motion?
Put the amendment, Mr. Mayor.
Put the amendment. I want to put in an amendment. I get a seconder.
You can't at this point. Sorry, Mr. Mayor. There is a motion and an amendment. You can only have one amendment at a time, so you need to deal with the amendment first before a further amendment can be put.
Well, what do we do now?
Put the amendment.
Where you got the amendment?
Yep.
That's it. Amendment. We got 1, 2, 3, 4. What's that? 5. Lost. The amendment is lost.
Mr. Mayor, if councillors wish a further or another amendment may be put forward at this point in time.
I'd like to know what amendment forward. Did we give a licence to the boxing club? A seconder?
Under what basis, Mr. Mayor?
Under one basis of the security for the club.
Yeah. But there's a motion there that, one, the licence agreement is... the council put in place a licence agreement for the occupation of the mezzanine level. Two, the Amateur Boxing Association is responsible for legal costs associated with preparing that licence. Three, that the licence agreement be for 2 by 2 years, the annual fee be $2,400, and a daily use fee be applied until the licence agreement is completed. That's what the motion is at this point in time.
So if they're responsible for the licence, what input does council have then? If they're paying for it and they're getting it done...
A council will get it done, but they will be paying for it. And Mr. Tai, if you could just advise what your estimate of cost is for that licence agreement.
They should, if they're a permanent fixture there, they should. So the basketball court, the footballers all should have they should all have licences.
Hence why I...
Well, that's why their amendment was put.
The football, how much does the footballers pay now? They pay more than that.
To utilise, not for the licence on top.
Mr. Tai, are you able to respond to... the comment there about other users being able to use the mezzanine area if a licence agreement is granted to the Boxing Association?
I think so, Mr. Bailey. The licence agreement is not
is not exclusive, but it does give security for the association to occupy the space. They'll have rules around membership and access and opening times that they would have in place, but that's through their agreement. They would occupy that space, the level down there, and groups would need to, I believe, would need then to apply, make application to the Boxing Association to use the space.
So you're almost setting up a sublease situation, a sublicense situation.
Seriously, the boxing, the I understand that subleases are agreement. Council prepares a license agreement and the conditions, and one of those would be that any sublease would need approval by council.
So what about if you're saying the boxing club, say the yoga group goes to the boxing club says no, so council's got no weight in the matter at all?
Yes, I understand it. Yes, that's correct.
But they have got exclusive use.
The tennis club operate under Kevin? They get a license or a lease? Discussion.
Well,
I'll put the amendment up. Who's in
no, the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Huh?
The motion.
You're going to put in motion.
Sure. I think there was a few.
I'll put the motion. Is it in favour? You've got to have a division on that. Who's for? Wendy, you was for?
So, Mr. Mayor, I'll be recording Councillors Todd, Annuzzi, Doolan, Clancy and Hill in favour.
Those against? Well, there was Chitten and Brady.
Mr. Mayor, we've just been having some technical difficulties with a couple of our microphones. When we tested them earlier, they were working fine, but they must have been kicked or something like that since that time, and several of them are now not working. So would it be okay if we had an adjournment for 5 minutes while we see if we can get them started again?
Got a mover. Now the cable came for Brady. 10-minute break. Need a mover to move us into back into Councillor Brady, Councillor Capel. Motion.
Brings us to item number 10, Mr. Mayor.
Management of Hall Hire. Get a mover. Councillor Hill, Councillor Capel. Any discussion, Councillor Capel?
The report doesn't mention Cooler has a kitchenette.
Mr. Tai.
Referring to the Pandora Gallery.
Yes.
The kitchenette, is that correct?
Yes.
I wasn't aware of that, so I'll need to amend the records. Make sure that does reflect that.
What was that? Any more discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 11, drinking water management improvement plan implementation. Over, Councillor Hill. Councillor Capel, any discussion on this item? Councillor Capel.
Question, is it funding the limited factor or staff or a sequence of hurdle that is delaying us getting through all the items? And I notice we've had two new items added, but we've still got 100-odd items. Oh, is it that we've got to do one thing before we can do the next step because, you know, how the various water agencies have, you've got to jump one hurdle before they allow you to line up for the next?
Ms. Ryan, do you have a comment?
Yeah, it's probably a mixture of both. So having funding but also having the resources to do the work that needs to be done because the amount of projects in water and sewer area at the moment are overwhelming.
I'd add to that also that these have been projects that have been around for many, many years and the staff have been working very hard to catch up on them, so it's not as though you can plough through so many items just overnight.
Oh, I get that, but I also notice we've added new ones, which is good. If we've got other things that need to be added, they should be. But I sometimes think too, we're told we've got to do one thing and then you get it done and then you're told that was the first stage, you've now got to do this.
And that's certainly the case, and probably the best example of that, and I'm not sure if it's in this, is the Time or Dam wall,
yeah.
That you have to constantly go through hoops. Other good examples of things will be the improvements to water sewage treatment plants, where you've got to go through different stages before they'll accept you to go on to the next stage. But again,
place you up.
But also remembering these are projects or activities which have been around for a long period of time, and the staff are just plodding the way, getting through them.
Any more comments on this item? I'll put the recommendation. Those in favour? Item 12, Mandoran Water Quality Incident Review Report Implementation. Mover, Councillor Shenton, Councillor Hill. Any discussion on this item? No discussion. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Review of Warrumbunga Waste. A mover. Councillor Cable. Second to Councillor Shinton. Any discussion this item?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just have Coonabarra Landfill and Recycling Centre, and it gives all the hours that they work, and then it says it adds up to 84 hours a week. When I added up, it's only 58 and a half. And in which case, hours per year is not 4,368, but only 3,042. I was just wondering if that was a typing error or whether we do work 84 hours a week.
Page 49, Mr. Ryan.
Question, sorry, I didn't hear you.
Page 49, in relation to the Coonabarra Brand Landfill and Recycling. It shows there that there is 84 hours per week, but Councillor Shinton has added it up to be 54, was it?
58 and a half.
58 and a half.
It's possibly a typo.
Okay.
This item, Councillor Cable.
Just a few. I think it's a bit unfair on Yula Mambri to totally lose out. Could we trial just doing one day, one half day a week out there? Firstly, another one is the hole in the walls leading to illegal asbestos dumping. This is the first I've heard of that issue. I haven't heard that issue anywhere. One way to maybe prevent it is get some motion cameras out there to try and catch them. Chipping the green waste, could this be done maybe early December instead of January before we get really into the fire season? And look to find funding for education programs around composting for the backyard and worm farms to try and reduce the green waste coming into council. And the other thing, it states the general manager to negotiate for scrap metal. Who's been doing it up till now? Because I always thought it was the director. The yellow bin operation's a no-brainer for the small businesses. How many will they be allowed to have, though? Because one wouldn't survive, I would suggest, for some of them for a fortnightly pickup. Will they be allowed more than one bin, or how will that work?
Okay, so with Yula Mambri, I'm open to whatever councillors suggest. I mean, that's up to the people in the room. With the holes in the walls, asbestos has been an issue. We've had it deposited in those facilities on a couple of occasions now. You may not have heard it. It hasn't been reported through, but it certainly has happened. Chipping at the green waste in December, yep, understand that, but we're under contract to through Net Waste, so we're on a bit of a milk run and we take whatever we can get. At the time, I did chuck our hat in the ring first off to try and be first cab off the rank 2 years ago, and it took a while for him to get here. What was your other question? I missed the tail end of what you said.
The yellow bins to replace the commercial pickup for the businesses. Will they be permitted more than one yellow bin if the pickup's fortnightly?
Yep, we can certainly do that. At the moment, they have unlimited amount that we pick up, and I can't see why that couldn't continue. We just provide more bins.
Yep.
Would that come as an additional charge per bin, Ms. Ryan?
No, it wouldn't, because it'd be the same as residential, where your recycling is charged in accordance with your putrescible waste, so it's all under the one fee.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, just in the recommendations, number one, endorsing closing of the Yula Mambri transfer station, What's the driver there if the waste fund's budgeting for a modest or small to modest surplus this year? Is there what's the driver behind wanting to close it?
Mainly to, yeah, just do a review of the waste service and trim costs where we can. That's the main driver. It doesn't get a lot of use in accordance to our accounts that we did at the gate. And it, you know, it does cost money to keep it open and operational. But, yeah, just to have a look at the service and see if we can, trim costs.
Well, fair enough, and I commend you for that. We're a business, not a charity. I think Councillor Capel's suggestion might be one that could be useful going forward, but I was just wondering whether we might be able to change recommendation point number one, and we just change the order of that around a little bit, because our recommendation is that we endorse the closure of the TIP with proposed changes being notified to the community via public consultation phase, and a further report be provided to Council on submissions received. Well, there's not a lot of point putting a submission in once the gates are shut. I thought, could we
yes.
turn it round a little bit and ask for submissions so that this is potentially what Council would like to do, and then ask for submissions and we make a decision after that? Would that be a...
Just for the sake of simplicity, Councillor, if you put proposed closure instead...
Well, even that's a bit strong at this stage. What about...
Otherwise, if you're happy to leave it up to me, the wordsmith, I think I get where you're coming from.
Look, I trust you, General Manager. Yes, that'd be all right. Sprinkle that with a bit of fairy dust, but if we could ask for submissions and then we'll deliberate upon those and make an informed decision after we hear what the people have got to say.
Councillor Hill. And me wondering too.
Sorry, which page are you referring to, Councillor?
50.
50? Yeah. Did you catch that, Mr. Ryan?
Yeah, are you talking about transfer station?
Yeah, Binaway and Barradine.
Yeah. So it would depend on... how much waste there is to be transferred. So at the moment, we transfer the recycling, we do clean-ups on site. It just depends on the operational cost. Usually the staff costs, so there's not a lot of variation, but, yeah, certainly the depending how much time they need to spend there, of course, but for your person who's on the gate, it's usually fairly stock standard. But, you know, there could be a fire there that we've had to do some work on and some mitigation. There could be other clean-ups around the place because, you know, people aren't putting them in the correct piles where they need to put things. And, yeah, it just depends on the community and how vigilant they are. And, just the individual site, they're all different.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. What have you got against a wall at Ullamambri, Leanne, other than a bit of asbestos? Ken, do you hear me? What are you got against the wall at Ullamambri? Other than a little bit of...
I don't have anything against the holes in the walls, if that's what you're asking. It's just that people aren't sorting their rubbish in accordance with the different, you know, like the putrescible waste stream and the recycling stream. And if you're not there to watch them, they, you know... sometimes do the wrong thing and contaminate those streams, particularly recycling.
But they can do that now. They can put it in the garbage bin, break it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's true, that's correct, but they don't normally put asbestos in their recycling bin at curbside. We haven't seen an awful lot of that. everything that goes into a recycle bin goes across the MRF and is sorted. So the staff haven't reported that to me, but yeah, certainly at the holes in the walls, the asbestos is an issue.
Through you, Mr. Mann.
Tell the member I had a wall in one day a week, that should be sufficient with Councillor Dillon.
Well, that would be all right, I think, but as I was sort of indicating earlier, it's not what I think. I wonder if we ask the people out that way, if they are happy with that, then we can go that way and save a bit of money and still provide a service. I think we need to balance the two.
Great believer, the Alden Wall. I use one in Barrowdean about 5 days a week.
Mr. Mayor, I omitted to ask the approval of the mover and seconder for Councillor Doolan's proposed change. Councillor Capel, were you fine with that change? Councillor Shinton?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to speak about Dunny Dewey Hours. I think it's a move backwards to reduce the opening days because it greatly disadvantages tradespeople, especially out-of-town tradespeople. If the tip's only open 3 days a week, you're going to find a huge spike in illegal dumping. They can't drop their trade waste at the tip on the same day that they create it. And just for the record, I'm against closing Yulamambri tip down. Once again, you'll see a spike in illegal dumping if the facility's not available.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Director Ryan, would we be able to do a bit of promotion about how you legally dispose of asbestos? I would suggest quite a few homeowners don't have a clue.
Yep, sure, that's something we could do.
Question this item.
Moved by Councillors Capel and Shinton.
Was that with the amendment of Doolan?
Yep.
With number one, I'll just need to make some change to the wording.
I totally agree with what Councillor Doolan said.
Motion, I'll put the motion.
Well, as it is now, we're endorsing a close.
Yeah.
No. Councillor Doolan indicated he'd be happy for me to play with the words to get the motion out that we seek submissions from the community in relation to it.
Yes, along the lines of... Or just some along the
consults with community as to possible change of at Yulamambri transfer station. That suffice, Councillor Doolan?
Well, I think the word closure should be there somewhere in that it considers, council is considering closing it, just so people know, get off your skates.
Community falls.
Get off your skates and...
Is it worth looking at recommendation number 7 as well and changing endorses to consider for it as well?
And once again, I think you need to be talking to the, in particular, the larger users of that service before rather than doing and then asking for submissions afterwards. I think they need to have a bit of an idea that it's even a possibility first.
What would the public consultation phase be? Would that be...
Normally pass it and then they have 28 days.
To advertise it would be... paper, Facebook. What else have we got?
Ms. Ryan, how would you be proposing to advertise the proposed changes?
It would be used through our usual methods, newspapers, and it would be on social media. That's what we have on offer at the moment, unless you want mailbox drop and flyers out and about in the community.
We've got Three Rivers Radio as an option and the radio station up here as well.
I was going to say a little, like a targeted letterbox drop. Like there's someone at Barradine's not going to care about the tip at Eula, but the people at Eula right along Pearly War Road and around Eula would be things. So maybe, you know, a letterbox drop on all around Eula.
Are we going to consider a wall in the hole in the wall or not?
Talk in the microphone.
Are we going to consider a hole in the wall at Eula Membrane?
If it's a wish of council to continue to do that, that's up to council.
Well, I think we'll leave it in the general manager's and the director's hands to finesse that, but I think we could just say that one option is for the transfer station to be closed. If you don't like that, what other options have you got? You know, would you be happy with one day a week? Would you be
half
happy
day.
With half a day? Yeah, one opening for one half a day a week. Would you be happy with hole in the wall? What other options? You know, are you quite happy just to do without it? What? I suppose we can put that in your capable hands to come up with. Put the options before people and invite other suggestions that we mightn't have thought of.
Mr. Mayor, when we originally closed the tips, it was resolved by the council of the day that all the tips had hole-in-the-wall facilities so that you could drop little stuff 24 hours a day, but never appeared to completely happen. But it was a resolution to council at the time.
You told me once that we were going to put a wall in the one at Mandurah and Leanne, that right, with the day we drove down there.
Ms. Ryan, there was a comment about a commitment by council to put holes in the wall at all tips. I have a recollection that it was not possible to do all of them, and we're going to do them one by one.
Couldn't do Mandurah and it was very difficult and there was a council resolution not to do Mandurah.
Any others?
Well, not that I can recall. It's been a while. I'd have to take that one on notice.
How many facilities have the hole in the wall?
Definitely Cooler, definitely Dunedoo, Barradine. Been away from memory. Yeah, don't know about your memory though.
As far as I'm concerned, they're very good. The motion.
Record Councillor Lewis against.
Item 14, shop local community gift card. A mover. Lady Councillor Shenton. Discussing this item. Councillor Cable.
Just a few queries. You've listed where
you're going to slash the tourism budget to pay for this. May I suggest there is also an under-budget spend on the community financial grants that could be possibly put towards this as opposed to back into general funds as an option? Because I do believe once COVID-19's over, we will need to promote to get people back into the area for our businesses to restart on the tourism side of the economic side of our towns. The other thing is you state in the report the visitor admin officer as a potential person that could have done it, but there is no one in that role at the moment. You are evaluating whether to keep that role. Is that role in the budget for next year?
Yes, it is. At this stage, I believe it is. Maybe I'm wrong, Mr. General Manager, but I believe it was.
Because no, I agree.
If that position's not been filled, that is also a potential source of funds as opposed to scrapping those three, the banners, the promotional video and the pad maps. It's a source to fund it. You might say I'm not happy about what you're cutting to fund it. Has 2357 been part of these discussions? Are they prepared to...
Yes, they have.
Yep.
Yeah.
Has anyone gauged the business houses?
Say what you're saying, because I'm different.
Not at this stage, no.
To you, Mr. Mayor, I believe I heard there was discussion that because of the COVID-19 problems and the fact they have no idea what businesses are going to survive through the local area, that they thought that promoting these cards at this stage was probably a little bit game, and perhaps it'd be best to leave it as a budget item for next year when we know who's surviving and who's going to come out the other side, because people are strapped for cash at the present moment in all walks of life, not only the local businesses, but you know, everybody in the street, I think, is strapped for cash at the present moment.
So, Councillor Shinton, are you suggesting an amendment that this be deferred until, say, November of this year?
Yeah, I think that'd be...
Mr. Mayor, is Councillor Shinton moving that amendment?
You move it, Peter?
Yeah, I just want to probably make a comment before we do that. I'm a part of 2357, and even though, you know, representatives of that committee have offered that service, they're only sitting in those positions to the AGM and things like that, and that's what concerns me. And I was with this, you know, this Why Leave Town, Ashley Watt, with Chamber of Commerce, and, you know, his comment was that when they first rolled out all these cards, you know, it was sort of handled by the Chambers of Commerce and that, but a lot of them fell over, and, you know, the continuity of those committees, you know, it might be the same people sitting in those positions next year, but it might not as well. And I just think, seriously, 30-odd local government areas are out there facilitating these cards. Why can't we, as council? Why are we relying on a volunteer organisation, someone volunteering their time being the secretary of these committees, you know? This is a good news story that council can, you know, be shown to be supporting businesses around our communities. And we're sort of palming it off to a volunteer committee to do the, you know, the admin side of it, which I'd, you know.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to make the comment further to the letter that we received on our iPads from Tony Cole and his wife about council not shopping locally, yet we were promoting a shop locally thing. We don't buy our uniforms or anything in town or spend money locally in that respect, but here we are putting up an idea to get everyone to shop local and we don't ourselves. It seems a bit hypocritical to me.
I can see where Councillor Brady's coming from. I know at Cooler it is quite a job to manage this.
In our experience, it was also funneling donations rather than having goods turn up from not sourced locally with drought runs. We opted to, no, you want to support our town, you have to do it through this mechanism. So there is quite a lot of privacy required, which council, through our codes, can adhere to. So if money is channeled via donations for specific people, that information is protected here. So I think it's very onerous to manage as an organisation, firstly. Secondly, I think before you kick it off, you really need to know if business houses are interested. We only have a handful that have signed on. The cards worked really well. It's channeled tens of thousands of dollars that have stayed in our community instead of getting cards for Woolies, Coles donated, which takes everyone out of the community. But it is onerous. So I think that's something that really needs to be considered. Firstly, secondly, are the businesses on board? The first time we tried to kick this off before the drought, no business was interested. Once the drought started really biting and Sir Ivan Fire, that's when the local businesses became interested, and also it was a mechanism for donated funds.
Chamber of Commerce are totally in support, 2357R, and, you know, and they've offered their services, like I said, but, no, I just...
My input would be that... It is a Shire-wide thing, this proposal. And if you found it difficult in Cooler for, you know, like a difficult thing to manage for just one town, imagine what it's going to be like if six towns come on board.
Okay. Or a volunteer person.
Yeah, true.
Mr Mayor, just to respond to a couple of comments made earlier by Councillor Capel, in relation to the financial assistance grant, councillors may recall that it has on display a proposal to provide a donation to the Coonabarabran Golf Club of almost $3,000, which is proposed to come from that particular fund. And in relation to the staff resources, if there is going to be a cut there, then of course that is an attempt to try and get the budget back to a balanced position, not to add further funds and further expenditure into the rest of the organisation.
Well, then may I suggest the actual EDT committee look at their budget to see where they would like things cut, as opposed to targeting...
You can so move that way, Councillor. At this
yep.
point in time, Mr Mayor, Councillor Shinton has proposed to amend the motion to defer this matter until December 2020, but there is no seconder.
Can you second it, Councillor Hill? Anybody in favour? Everybody in favour?
Everybody?
Amendment.
Oh, we will.
Carried unanimously.
Can a little bit of background work be done on whether the business houses are willing to take it on? If that could go back to the chamber to ascertain...
Amendment becomes a motion, so I'll put the motion up. No in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 16, development applications. A mover. Councillor Capel. Councillor Clancy.
No, you're on the right one. I think it was just mispronounced. It was 15 still. R68. It's been moved, Mr. Mayor, by Councillors Capel and Clancy.
Motion. Those in favour.
Karen, I've just got a couple of comments. It seems to be a long time before we're getting to the next LEP when there's been an appetite to redo one for a while. And won't that LEP put some of our other things out of date? They'll be more than 4 years old that it's building on, such as the Economic Development and Tourism Plan. And I do agree with one of the submissions. We're too wordy. We always seem to have a lot of unnecessary words in our documents instead of being very precise and concise. Just a personal opinion.
Item 16, development application.
Oh, you haven't put the motion yet, Mr.
Mayor. Got a motion. Motion. Those in favour, carried. Item 16, development applications. Mover, Councillor Brady. Seconder, Councillor Hill. Any discussion on that items? I'll put the motion. Carried unanimously. Item 17, reports to be considered in closed council.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item 17.1, which is the Organisational Development Monthly Report, recommendation for it to go into closed council under 10A2A of the Local Government Act.
I move it, Councillor Brady, Councillor Cable. I'll put the motion, those in favour. Brady?
Yeah.
Carried unanimously.
Item number 17.2, Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community, recommendation for it to go in the closed council in the 10A2G of the Local Government Act.
Member Councillor Shenton. Seconder. Councillor Annuzzi. Motion. Unanimously.
Item number 17.3, Warrumbungle Quarry Operations. A recommendation for it to go into closed council under 10A2D of the Local Government Act.
Motion, those in favour. Carried unanimously.
Item number 17.4, Rescission Motion 355/1920. A motion for it to go into closed council under 10A2A of the Local Government Act.
Move Councillor Shenton. Seconder Councillor Cable. I'll put the motion, those in favour. Carried unanimously.
Item number 17.5, Merrill Minute, Contract Renewal General Manager. Recommendation for it to go into closed council under 10A2A of the Local Government Act.
I'll move it up on Councillor Cable. Second. Motion, those in favour. Carried unanimously.
Mr. Mayor, the opportunity now exists for those members of the public to come forward and express their reasons why council should not go into closed council to consider those items. Mr. Mayor, there are no submissions, so there's a further recommendation there that council go into closed council and consider those items. Motion's required.
Move Councillor Nutsi, seconder Councillor Doolan. Motion, those in favour. Carried unanimously.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just returning from closed council. The resolutions of closed council were in relation to 17.1 Organisational Development Monthly Report, The resolution of council was that the organisational development monthly report for April 2020 be noted for information. Moved Councillors Hill, seconded Councillor Doolan. Item number 17.2, Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Information Report. The resolution of council was that council endorsed the actions outlined in the report in relation to the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Project. Moved by Councillor Shinton, seconded by Councillor Hill. Item 13.3, Warrumbungle Quarry Operations. The resolution of council was that the impending closure of the council operations and sale of rock product at Warrumbungle Quarry be noted by council. That was on the motion of Shinton and Councillor Shinton and Hill. Then there was a resolution to exclude all staff, which included myself, and on advice from the Mayor, item number 17.4, rescission motion 355/1920 was withdrawn by councillors. Then in relation to 17.5, Merrill Minute contract renewal, that was left on the table for the time being, and myself and Mrs. Erin Player returned to the council after that. Merrill. Not quite, Mr. Mayor. You have your Merrill Minute.
Item 18.
So, Mr. Mayor, you moving this is a matter.
I'll move this one, yes. Second. I put the motion, those in favour.
Close, Mr. Mayor.
Declare the meeting closed at
8:33.
8:33.